This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Young, Young, first name Alicia, Alicia. The date of birth, March 5th, 1978. Date of evaluation, April 10th, 2025. Referring physician is Native American Health. The chief complaint, 47-year-old female with abnormal EKG. The HPI. The patient is a 47-year-old female who complained of abnormal EKG, period. The patient was subsequently referred for echocardiogram, period. The HPI. The patient is a 47-year-old female who was seen at Alameda Hospital, period. She was found to have an abnormal EKG with right bundle branch block, period. She was further noted to have diagnosis of obstructive sleep apnea, period. The patient further was noted to have abnormal EKG in the emergency room with sinus tachycardia of 103 beats per minute, normal access, and incomplete right bundle branch block, period. She was noted to have some T-wave inversion, period. Patient was, again, referred for evaluation. She denies any symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. Past medical history, recent viral infection, next number prediabetes, next number hypothyroidism, next number obesity. Past surgical history, C-section, medication, none, allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, maternal uncle had diabetes, an aunt had diabetes, mother also had diabetes, paternal grandmother had lymphoma. The social history, patient reports occasional alcohol use, but denies cigarette smoking or drug use. Review of systems, gastrointestinal, she reports having heartburn and using antacids, period. The review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 146/95, pulse 77, respiratory rate 14, height 63 inches, weight 196.6 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. She is noted to have moderate obesity, period. ECG reveals sinus rhythm, S1, S2, and S3 pattern, period. Patient has incomplete right bundle branch block with QRS interval of 0.88, period. There is non-specific T-wave inversion, period. The impression, this is a 47-year-old female with mildly abnormal EKG, history of sleep apnea, prediabetes, hypothyroidism, and recent viral infection, period. At the time of this evaluation, she is noted to be totally asymptomatic, period. She has no dyspnea, chest pain, or palpitations, period. As noted, she has a borderline abnormal EKG, period. The plan, it is not clear that she needs further testing at this time, period. This includes echocardiogram and or stress test, period. The patient has no valvular murmur on examination. She has normal exercise tolerance, period. She has no dyspnea, period. The plan, I will defer on echocardiogram at this time, but will reassess her in 3 to 6 months, period. If she becomes symptomatic, period, will proceed with echocardiogram, period. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on Alicia Young. Thank you.